Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening and welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favor, sitting in with my good buddy Captain Scott Shank.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you. Boy, a lot of talk about for this week.
Man.
I mean, seriously.
Ooh, we're going to be out of breath.
Yeah.
Thank God Leon's not calling in.
Yeah.
Folks, Leon's in Colorado, so we're probably going to give him the night
off. Yeah, he probably
off.
Has no breath right now because the last picture he sent to us was him climbing up a mountain.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
There's no way I could even. Yeah.
Yeah.
But moving on.
Good. It's been another interesting week on the water. And then obviously tomorrow is a very big day.
Mm-hmm. Boy, they're already towing that way. They're already working that way.
I know.
There's so many boats that are leaving here in a few hours to camp out.
I'm trying to make some type of a game plan for launching the boat in the morning because it's the opening day of snapper season tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then what, next Friday?
Uh-huh. So I'm visiting it from the couch. I'm catching blue marlin in the morning, peacock bass.
Uh-huh.
World Fishing Network is on.
No, I get it. And honestly, I would have done the same thing, but I make my, you know, my schedule in January.
And this just came out
a month and a half ago, maybe. So it's like, I don't know when snapper season is. Mm-hmm. Would they give us 4 weeks?
Yeah, no more than that.
You know? So anyway, it's going to be a packed day tomorrow. Thank goodness today was magnificent.
What a fun day.
The weather day. Yeah. Today was fun. Fished, you know, every day this week. And I had good days on Monday and Tuesday. And yesterday, they just
stunk.
It stunk. You know, I mean, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we had, I don't know, some type of a low pressure come through or something.
Well, that turned into, I mean, it's like 90% going to turn into a tropical storm tonight or tomorrow morning. Going through the Carolinas.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, good.
I'm just saying it's away from us, but
No, I know.
We had a low that started out in the Gulf, so that ended our shrimp for the year. So all you people that like to fish inshore.
Right.
It's ugly.
July's probably the worst month
for inshore.
For shrimp. Why is that? Tell people why.
The only, it gets really hot over there. I mean, we have inshore temperatures right now of 84, 85.
When you say over there, a lot of people don't know that our shrimp come from the West Coast.
They come from
Florida.
The West Coast, Cedar Key area and that area over there.
Right.
So they ship in our shrimp from the West Coast. These are different shrimp boats than what we see out of our coast. They're pretty much little, kind of what you see in Louisiana, little 30, 35 footers, or that you see towing up in the by the Dane Point and stuff like that,
right.
You know, they're river shrimpers. They're 30-minute haulers.
Right.
They don't drag too long because they can't kill the shrimp. So net sizes is a little bit different. They're wing nets,
mm-hmm.
where they just go straight down. They come straight back up. They got a little catch bag, but they're not drug long enough to kill. It's real quick sets. These poor guys. I mean, they work their butts off. It's 10 or 15 minutes in the water and out, and and dump them in a tank and keep on going. So anyhow. It's getting too warm. That water over there is 87, 88, 89 degrees. Most of the time, these guys are shrimping. They're shallow draft boats, so they only shrimp in like 4 to 5 feet of water this time of year. Well, over here is 3 miles. Over there is 9 miles because of the depth of water.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's nine miles minimum?
9 miles is federal.
Even for the live bait? guys?
Well, anything inside. They're state. That's a state.
Okay.
Then they have to go by federal. That's a whole different ballgame. That's why they don't catch them.
Right.
Because now they moved out into like 10 or 12 feet of water, which is could be a long ways out. So now their boats have to be federally equipped, life rafts, all kinds of stuff, because what they do over there, it's only just like here. They're only a couple miles off the beach.
Right.
Not only that, but once you get over that area like that, then you start working on all this live bottom. See, they're in there towing on the grass flats and stuff. That's why over there, like pinfish and little grunts and all that, it's not their bycatch. Over here is bycatch. Over there is what they sell.
Right.
Just like Texas and every, I mean, you literally go over there to Steinahatchee and go over there to Steinahatchee Inn and stuff where you go, where we are, and you go over there to Sea Hag. There's probably 8 or 9 tanks that are loaded with pinfish and little grunts up to maybe 4 or 5 inches. They actually have them separated per size. If you grouper fish or you want to catch trout and redfish on them, because that's a big thing over there,
right,
is float fishing a pinner underneath a poppy cork.
Right.
That's big over there for trout. That's how you catch big trout over there. And then
have you ever caught a trout on a pinfish?
No.
Me neither.
And I don't know why.
I just never have done it.
And the
other thing is that, like, one of the number one tarpon baits over there is a pinfish.
Mm-hmm.
And I have tried and tried and tried. I have never caught a tarpon on a pinfish. As many of them I've caught. So it's matched the hatch.
So right now, we're not getting our shrimp from the West Coast because they're different shrimp. They're a white shrimp that they're catching over there.
Right.
Okay, so they're a little more hardier. Okay. Now, we are getting shrimp right now usually out of Daytona or up in Jacksonville. St. John's County, you cannot catch or possess and for sale shrimp out of St. John's County. It's got to be either from Duval or down in Volusia.
Okay.
So we're getting shrimp out of like the Halifax and everything right now, getting around to these bait shops. But the problem is, just as we all know, shrimp are just like crabs. They hatch. They molt.
Right.
Okay. Well, we just got off a full moon. And if everybody knows it, those river shrimp are always a lot softer than a West Coast shrimp. So anyhow, they've molted around this full moon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could tell you, because I fished inshore yesterday, really had a really good day, to be honest with you, for the last 8 dozen I could find in this county. But, I mean, you get just a little tick by a mango or whatever, and it's, I mean, I went through 8 dozen in 45 minutes.
Wow.
An hour.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm out. And then you go throw an artificials, and then maybe you catch 2 or 3 or 4 fish. You know, I mean, you depending. If you have people that know how to work an artificial bait, then your catch rate, of course, will go up. But, I mean, trying to train somebody how you throw artificials.
Can you catch those little mangroves on artificials?
I tried yesterday.
Yeah.
I had my guys all
going
tripping.
I mean, as much as they were biting.
And they were chewing, too.
Yeah, and not a fish
bite?
I could not.
I mean, I was throwing a gulp curly tail mullet, 3-inch mullet. And they were catching flounders and all that around. And I threw gulp the entire time and my shoulder fell off. And I never caught a fish yesterday.
That's interesting.
Yeah. The mangoes were really nice mangoes yesterday. I mean, I had a legit couple of them that were 16 inches. I showed you one of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a good fish.
Nice.
You know, and the river bite was great. No redfish, of course. But, I mean, still catching a few pompy drum. Still mm-hmm. caught some sheephead. I had some really nice flounders. They all want to eat those, but like I said, the shrimp only that we're getting out of Daytona right now and or Jack's, they're not big. They're maybe 2, maybe 3 inches.
Right.
You'll find a couple, you know, in there that's what we like that we always talk about. But for the most part, they're pinky. They're pinky big, you
right.
know. So
and no mud minnows.
And no mud minnows.
Yeah, which
because the water's too hot for that too.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, just July is just. I mean, it's a great month to fish all in general, inshore, offshore, beaches, whatever. But you just play hell unless you catch your own bait or something like that or set your own mud minnow traps. I don't have time to do that.
Right.
So, unfortunately, I did have an inshore trip tomorrow, and I just told them. I said, I can't find bait from here to Jacksonville. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that and you got 9 million people
9 million people running at the ramp. And for an inshore charter, let's just do it another day.
Yeah, somebody.
Because, again, I booked it a long time in advance, did not know.
Right.
When they come out with the days, and I straight up told them, I said, dude, I said, you know, it's going to be a show.
I've had numerous people call me today, and they're like, you going snapper fishing tomorrow? I said, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if I catch one on the beach while I'm slow trolling, I'm snapper fishing.
Snapper fishing.
but I'm not going offshore snapper fishing.
Oh, by the
tomorrow.
Way, good evening, Captain Ricky.
Yeah, Captain Ricky. Yeah, it's nice to have you with us, brother. Yeah. Yep. And
wives are downstairs working on Captain Choice tackle business.
Uh huh.
So we're up here in the studio.
Yeah, in the studio. Yeah, the Moe's Southwest Grill.
Studio.
Yeah, but we'll take a quick break here in a second and talk about our day today because it was the three of us had a great time. You know, we kind of went off by ourselves and because you know I fished yesterday. I fished the beach yesterday and like I said, Monday, Tuesday.
We did okay.
Yeah, we did okay. I mean, I each day had three or four kingfish and a jack, and man, I had the kids out.
Dude, I caught a golden hammerhead yesterday. Yeah. Just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah, and that was on Tuesday.
That was Tuesday.
Because
boy,
I like
pretty when he come in there,
and I had so much fun taking those kids out because they didn't care. Rod goes off, they ain't care.
Nope.
Kingfish, shark, whatever it is, man, they were 8 and 11 years old. They were.
It was a bent rod.
Yeah, yeah. They were, and it was Kendall and Finn, and Finn, F-I-N-N is his name.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've taken enough kids fishing, Ricky, that when you know the ones that are eat up with it.
Yeah.
This kids eat up with it. Okay. So I told him, I said, dude, you have to become a charter captain. Mm-hmm. Your name's Finn.
Yeah.
Really? I mean,
yeah, that's awesome,
man.
Yeah,
I mean, really?
Yeah, but his dad, this was really cool. His dad took pictures and videos all day, and he took a particular picture when, you know, it wasn't a pose picture or anything, and Finn was catching a kingfish, and I was standing beside him, and we were kind of both looking out the back of the boat, and I had my Penn logoed shirt on. And it's just a cool picture because I'm sponsored by Penn. It's not, you know, that it's public notice. But it was such a great picture, and I sent it to Penn yesterday.
Did you really? Good
yeah.
for you.
And they're like, please get his address because we want to send him some swag. So they're sending
no
Finn.
Way,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude, he's going to be so stoked. I wouldn't have said a word to him. You didn't say nothing, did
well,
you?
Well, I sent his dad an email, and I said, hey, I sent this picture to Penn, you know, which is Pure Fishing. They own Fenwick rods and Gulp and Spider Wire, obviously Penn. There's a whole list of stuff that they own. But yeah, so they're gonna send Finn a package,
man.
Which I thought was really cool.
Yeah,
dude,
it
I awesome. Would love to be there when he opened.
Oh,
it up.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Yeah. Are you
Dad's
got it.
Dad's got to take a little.
Don't you know
video
he's gonna be walking around like?
Yeah.
And you know, Carrie made a great point. She's like, shouldn't they maybe send his brother something too? Because I'm like, oh no, that's how brothers are.
No, that'll be a fight for the rest of their lives.
Oh yeah,
something to hold over his head.
Yeah,
yeah,
he'll be wearing that hat around and stuff, saying, "Check this out."
Yeah, you got one of these?
Yeah, you got one of these. See that sticker on my door? It says "Pen Fishing, baby." Yeah.
You got one of those?
I'll sell you one.
Yeah. I can see that coming.
So yeah, I thought that was really cool. Really yeah. cool of them to do that.
Let's come back. Let's do a weather forecast because I know everybody's chomping at the bit.
Yep.
To know what tomorrow, the next day, and the next day.
I think they probably looked at it enough, but we'll take a break here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, and when we come back, we'll do a weather, and we'll talk about our day today because we did Captain Ricky and myself and Captain Scott. We had a lot of fun today. old rookie here. Jeez, really?
Talk about putting the old farts to
yeah,
the
shame.
God.
Oh, my gosh.
Horseshoe.
Yeah.
Couldn't have done it without you guys.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Hands or whatever, how you do the W. Or
welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, and we were not talking about California. We were talking about the west coast of Florida.
Yeah. I don't know where that went to, but whatever.
That's my mistake. I thought you said west coast, so I figured Cali.
How the hell are they going to get a shrimp from California to here overnight?
Yeah. And we did not say left coast. We said west coast.
Hey,
yeah.
You're talking – I've produced the show. I don't work.
You're like, listening to the Moe's Southwest.
So I have to – Michael, have you ever listened to the outdoor show?
On Saturdays, no.
No, okay. Well, have this particular cheese that we all buy, and it's called palmetto cheese, not pimento. It's called palmetto cheese. And we kind of nicknamed it crack cheese.
Crack cheese.
All right?
Because it's that good?
It's that good, seriously. So James, who I was fishing with the two kids on Tuesday, he goes, look, I got to ask you something. And I'm like, all right, go ahead. He goes, you know, I listen every Saturday. And he said, I have been in every Publix that you guys talk about.
No, you're going there.
I cannot find crack cheese. And I'm like, I'm like, no, it's not crack. He goes, you mean really? He goes, I've been asking all these people.
Can you imagine what the public's thinking when he comes in there? You got any crack?
Yeah, no,
you
guys got crack? Like, dude, it's palmetto cheese. We call it crack cheese because it's that good. He's like, oh, no.
That's funny right
there. That's hilarious.
So on Saturday, he may get a little mentioning.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. For sure.
Yeah. For sure, for sure. All right, let's go talk to Captain Leon Dana. Leon.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, so is it 418 there?
Do your math, Leon. I know it's tough.
Leon?
Leon?
Did we lose Leon? Oh. Now we lost him.
All right.
He'll come back.
We'll do a weather.
Supposedly, he's in Colorado.
He's in Colorado.
Yeah.
He's at Vail or something. He sent us a picture.
You know, it must be nice, Ricky, like right in the middle of fishing season. I mean, our busy season, you just, as a full-time charter captain, you just take off.
2 weeks ago, he went over to West Coast for 5 days.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, by the way, that is called Steena Hatchie, not California.
That was good.
That's good. You like that one? I got him.
That was. That was good.
He just muted me.
All right, so real quick, tonight, west winds 5 to 10, 1 to 2.
Oof.
Beautiful. Friday, west winds, west northwest, which is not much. 5 to 10, 1 to 2. Saturday, 5 to 10, 2 to 3. Sunday, 10 to 15 out of the south-southwest, 2 to 4. So, anyway, going to be perfect weather to go snapper fishing or
whatever you want to
whatever you want to do. Leon, are you back?
I'm here, guys.
It's okay, buddy.
That spotty AT&T service up here in the mountain.
Uh-huh.
Ah. How's it going?
So, today's been a hot day. It's high of 80 today. And it'll get down to 50 tonight, they say. So, I can live with that.
Okay.
No kidding. Isn't that beautiful?
It's nice, but I tell you what, I never realized just how damn out of shape I am.
we were just talking about that.
Yeah, exactly. We were just talking about that, Leo.
I got one quarter of the way up that walking trail, and I looked back at my girlfriend, and I went, again, tell me, whose idea was this?
Is there a cord to take me back down?
Yeah. Can we just go back down and have a drink?
That's how she got me to go the rest of the way up. She's like, you'll have free drinks when we get to the bottom again. I went, all right, let's get this over with.
Okay, incentive. You got to have an incentive, Leon.
Hey, are you gonna?
I got halfway up the trail, and I looked at her, and I went, "This is far enough for a drink, right here." Yeah, let's go down.
We've reached the summit. We're good. Let's go back down.
I swear, I was dying, absolutely dying. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm 6 foot, 245 pounds, decent shape, you know, prior military, but that's been a long time ago.
For decent shape of what?
Yeah, you know, I can walk from one side of the boat without getting winded like you. I mean, it's
just... Oh! Well, let's see. My boat's 25 15. Compared to 17.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And 3 feet wide. Okay. Nice one there. You got me. Hey, are you going fishing while you're there, though? Seriously? Are you going to try to fly fish or something?
No, not trying whatsoever. I did walk around a beautiful lake yesterday, and I did watch some trout feeding on a hatch. That was neat to watch.
Okay.
But, you know, I've been in Vail the last 2 days just enjoying the mountains. It's nice up here. Everything just smells so nice, you know. You're in the woods and the smell of the pine trees, you know, you're like, gosh, just, you know, it smells like you're opening a can of pine sol, but you're actually walking in the woods and it smells like that.
Right. Have you seen any cool animals?
I'm pretty sure it was mule deer I saw. I did see one elk. You know, I think I've seen one big whitetail and two mule deers. That's what I think I've seen. I don't know if there are or not, but by the size of the ears, I took a swag at it, saying they're Muleys.
All right. Well, we just wanted to make sure that we talked to you because it's kind of a Thursday thing. But you're in Colorado,
yes,
and you can't talk fishing, so we're gonna let you go.
Yeah, we got things to really talk about.
Yeah, thanks, Leo. Well,
hey, thanks to me, and I'll send you pictures.
All right, send us pictures.
All right, buddy, be safe.
All right, boy.
Have a great time.
Thanks. Captain Leon Dana checking in from, would that be the West Coast?
West Coast.
That
Where's that
funny.
At, Michael? Is that in the middle of the state? Or the middle of the world? Or what are we calling this one?
At this point, I think it's in Europe.
That's good stuff. Anyway, talking about our day-to-day, because, like I said, you guys didn't fish the beach yesterday, and I did. And so...
And it sounded like I made the right decision.
Yeah, absolutely. It was slow. I mean, look, I've done this long enough that a lot of times when you have a hard southwest west wind for 3 days, the first day you'll find fish. Second day it kind of you could see it waning off, and then if it just
Monday was incredible.
Yeah, Monday was awesome.
Tuesday was
good. Yeah, Tuesday was good.
Good.
Yeah,
good by my note.
Yeah, I was good. I was way good with Tuesday. And yesterday, I mean, I had one bite. That was it. And so
he beat me back to the dock, and I went.
I did.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, I did. Hey, from 7:30 to 11:30, one bite on the beach.
Yeah, let's just go to lunch.
This is not getting ready to fire off and be awesome. And
nope.
Because there was four or five other charter captains out there, and I mean, between them, there was two kingfish caught and eight sharks. And mm-hmm. my guys didn't want to go catch sharks. I mean, that's just the day before with the kids catching a shark. That's great.
That's a whole different.
It's a whole different ball game. But so the three of us talked last night, and we're like, you know what? Let's go somewhere different.
Mm-hmm.
And
a little stretching,
and it was
legs.
A good call.
It was great. Yeah,
you think?
Yeah. So we dragged Ricky with us. We're like, all right, we're going to go here, and he's like, all right, I'll go with you guys. We all caught bait. We all went together, and I was a little bit north of you guys, and y'all stopped, and Scott and I are talking. We're like, man, the water looks like crap. This, that, and the other. And Ricky's like, I got a double on, and I'm like, okay. A double of what?
Yeah. And then for like 20 minutes, we didn't hear nothing.
Yeah, 20. It was 20 minutes.
Every bit of it. Did you? Because I came back to you. I said, the suspense is killing me. Yeah. I'd really like to know.
Yeah, so it couldn't have taken you that long to catch a kingfish, right?
It did, because it was chaos. It was it was actually a triple hit and then a double on, and then we lost one right at the boat.
Oh.
I pulled the hooks.
Oh.
And then we started worrying about the other one, and I got him in. So it did. And then I put rods and lines back.
Oh,
in
before he called us to let us know, he's keeping us in suspense.
Then I got another one on. He just
yeah.
So, and my charter's listening to this, and I know yours is going. Really, he's gotten four bites in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, because
and I'm right there.
Yeah, and I'm a mile north of y'all. Right. You know, so I'm guys, it's on. You know, we got to go. You know, and so. I'm like, damn, rookie. Yeah.
Bring him down here with us, and he's catching our fish.
And then he gets back on the radio, and he goes, man, I can't wipe the smile off of my face. I'm like, okay.
Okay, right. Keep it up.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
No, it's all good. Yeah. It was fun. But it was just it was one of those things where we were all, you know, whenever you beach fish, you have to look at all the conditions.
Yes.
You have to look at everything. You know, you have to look at the bait that you're marking.
Oh, my God, speak of that.
Yeah, I mean,
are y'all killing me? I mean, I don't know if y'all, I mean, that first thing in that morning until that tide switched, I mean, that's the only reason those fish were in there in that dirty water.
I can promise you guys, if y'all hadn't been north of me, I would have never, ever moved. The glass minnows were all on the surface, and there was acres of them.
Really?
And I'm talking like when you were trolling through them, you're like, oh, my God.
Ours were all down. 10
yeah, no, no, no.
Feet.
These were on the surface, and you know how that gets. You'll
Looks
see.
Like rain.
I saw those when we passed. I saw birds
dive. Yeah,
yeah,
because you were out deeper than we were.
Yeah.
When we were running the beach, you were out deeper. But there's one thing that you'll find out about glass minnows when you're beach fishing. If there's glass minnows, there's fish. Period.
Doesn't have to be a pogie. It doesn't have to be.
No. Everything eats glass minnows. Mm-hmm. Tarpon. Oh my God, they love them. You'll see them just like
slurping.
Yeah, slurping. But. I saw
some tarpon today, didn't you?
No, I never saw tarpon today. No, we didn't know. But the conditions, they should have been right there.
They absolutely should have been right there.
We should have seen one or two roll.
Yeah, but they haven't been prevalent.
No.
I mean, seriously,
You fished
behind the shrimp boats yesterday, and you know,
I didn't even do it.
I didn't stay long. When I say I didn't stay long, it was 30 minutes. That's long enough that if there was something in there, I would have seen them. But, you know, generally speaking, with all of the guys that are beach fishing right now, somebody's going to catch one.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, and as gorgeous, guys, as this water's been all week, even to find that sailfish or something, you know, I mean, there was a couple that were caught on the beach last year, and mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that water that we fished, you know, up north of the inlet this week, well, I mean, Monday, Tuesday was, I mean, phenomenally gorgeous.
It was pretty. But today, like I said, you know, whenever you're beach fishing like that, you got to watch the conditions, because really when we started, the water was ugly.
Ugly. I mean, it was sandy, limey colored green.
Yeah, but we had an incoming tide.
We did.
And, man, I mean, what, 10 o'clock? I mean, it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, and when we ran back in, Ricky, you ran offshore of us, and we ran the beach, and I was looking out, and where you were running, that water was like,
it was
cobalt.
Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, clean.
Phenomenal.
Water.
Yeah, it was
and
clean.
And west winds.
That's I've never really figured out the west wind, because you always think about southeast winds and east winds bringing this pretty water, but for some reason this time of year, a west wind and you know, you think about the thunderstorms, all the rain that we've had. Yeah, it's on the beach. It's a little murky, but God Almighty.
And by the way, folks, no bait.
No, there's no bait.
There's no bait. We went 14 miles south and there's no bait.
No, there's
so closest bait I heard was all the way up north end of the desert.
Oh, by the way, and all the folks that are listening to Jacksonville, there's plenty of bait.
Plenty of bait.
Plenty of bait in Jacksonville.
Plenty of bait north of the desert all the way through the line.
Yep. So
welcome to having bait and not struggling in Salt Run every morning for 4 hours.
It's no fun, is it?
Dude, you know what really sucks? Next week is going to be brutal.
High tide?
High tide.
Yeah.
So there's no mullet fishing.
Yeah. I started off throwing a 10-foot net this morning.
He did.
Stepped it down to an 8-foot net after about a half an hour, and by the time it was over with, I was throwing a 6-foot net.
So I pull up to him, and I'm going, what in the hell is he throwing in the water?
Yeah.
So I pull up there. He said, I done threw my shoulder out. He said, I threw that 10 about 40 times, catching one pogey, and then none for the next 10 casts. He said, I could do it. So I stepped down to an 8. And then when I get up there, it's like, dude, my 5-year-old grandson throws a net that size. Yeah. What the hell are you doing throwing that thing?
I can load it faster.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing is, it's only 2 feet deep.
Yes.
You don't need to throw a big net.
No.
You know. I mean, now, I see Robert Holmquist throw that thing of his.
Don't get me wrong, he opens it absolutely gorgeous, but I mean, I don't see any reason to throw a 10 or 12 foot net.
Yeah, I mean, I'm back down to an 8. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I've got an 8 and a 9 on the boat,
and I'm
throwing that 8 simply for the fact that, like you said, you can throw it real quick because you have to throw it on top of a flip.
Yeah, when you're by yourself, it's a lot easier with a smaller net.
Oh, no question.
No question.
Yeah. I mean, if you got somebody driving you around and you're.
But when you're driving me over to that flip, it's, you know, whatever, right. But we're drifting through it, basically. I shut my engine off and drift.
Yep, me too.
I've been worried about August. Because I've got a month full of tarpon trips. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's 10 shrimp boats out, you can go tarpon fishing, you know?
Right now, we're all struggling just finding. I mean, I only saw 2 shrimp boats all day. There's one on the north
that's
side.
That's my point. I mean, I've got, obviously, buddies that are in the business, so I can start texting them and finding out what their plans are. But the problem is that there's so many people that do it now, and there's so many people that are rude that they, you know.
Took the fun out of shrimp boat fishing.
Yeah, took the fun out of it, you know.
Because there's
that
big boat down there, and that's what actually, because I look back one time whenever we pulled up, you know, to fish, and I look back, I go, where did he go? And that's what I called you. I said, where'd you at? Where you at? I figured you stopped on that shrimp boat, but then when I looked at the shrimp boat, there was like 4 boats already behind him, and I went.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm not going to get in that mess. And not only that, he wasn't dragging, so everything was like had to be like right there. You know, I mean,
and
so
it's all
spread
really
out.
Mixed in. Yeah, it's not where their structure getting spread out.
Nope. It's all good stuff. All right, let's take a quick break here on the Mo Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favorson with Captain Scott Shake, our good buddy, our rookie, Captain Ricky.
He's learning now.
Yeah, he's learning. Yeah.
Screws up again and outfishes us, he's going to learn what scrubbing boats means, too. That old, hey, you want to come with us?
Yeah, is gonna... you know, we did kind of get him the little membership there. COVID stuff.
We can make that. Yeah.
You go away, too. Yeah.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. For Captain Kevin Favor, I'm Captain Scott Shank. Our good buddy, Captain in Training, Captain Ricky's also joining us tonight. You can listen to us every Thursday night, 7-8, here on 1010XL. Let's bring up Captain Sailcat. See how his week's been going. Come in, Captain Sailcat.
Captain Sailcat, I think you're the one that can't catch a redfish lately, right?
Ooh, here. What is it all about me tonight for? What did
well,
I do to anybody
just
tonight?
Dogging me out, calling me Captain Catfish. I'm like, all right, well, let's call the kettle
damn,
black.
Damn, that's what
black.
We were last week. So what'd you do? Grade yourself up a little bit?
No, I've just been ripping them this week. I've had an awesome week.
Good for you.
It's been really good.
That's good. Yeah, yeah. That's good.
So yeah, the bonnets are lives are being saved right now because you've been picking on them?
Yeah, right. Well, all my clients have released all their fish this week, too, which has been incredible.
Oh,
no kidding?
Wow, that's
really yeah, good. Every single one of them.
Wow, so that's great.
It's been really nice. We had, today was off the charts. We ended up with, I think it was 16 legal reds.
Wow.
And we caught all kinds of other stuff, too. But I tell you what's been the key, though, honestly, is fish bites. Fish bites have
really?
Been the key. You know, the shrimp are small. Oh, yeah. The fish bites are off the charts.
I didn't even put them on my... I did that yesterday. I could never get a bite.
What were you using?
I was using gold 3-inch
That's
swimming
not fish
mullet.
Bite.
I know it isn't.
That's not
but
fish
I'm just
bite.
Telling you.
Yeah.
Chartreuse something or other.
All right, so Chip, explain mm-hmm. to people, all right, it's tough to get shrimp right now. When
Absolutely.
They go into the store and they're buying fish bites, what are you using and how are you presenting it?
Okay, I've got a couple of different things I'm using. I'm buying the pink or orange-looking crab strips.
Yep.
Okay, they look like bubble gum, our best way to describe it. I'm cutting them about 2 inches long. Double hooking them from one end, so I go in and then go in again on a jig head,
okay.
And I'm using a 3/8 ounce jig head, and I'm fishing the current edges, where when I say the current edge, it's not really the current edge, I'm fishing the current, throwing it up current, and bouncing it down through the ledge, so if you've got shallow water dropping off, you know, you got your little ledges that bounce and bounce and get deeper and deeper, so a lot of the, when you have your client throw it up, they throw up, and they just keep the line tight and let it drift down. And that's
just
the way
like,
we're
just like
up.
We would do almost on a shrimp.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Also, I'm using what's called the Dirty Boxer, which is a curly tail, but it's a lot bigger than the gulp, and it has a lot longer tail.
Yes.
And I'm fishing it the same way, using the white. And the fish love it. I mean, they thump it, too, when they hit it. And we catch, you know, we were catching pompano earlier in the year on them, but we're catching some nice flounder on them, trout on them. You know, the only thing I haven't caught on it is a black drum, but everything else on the planet out there today was chewing everything off of it. So, I mean, it was crazy. It was a really good day. And yesterday, I was adding the clam and the crab strips. I had little teeny blue crabs that I was using the bull redfish with yesterday. So to add some extra scent, I put on, before I hooked the crab on, I'd hook on two of the little strips of the fish bites on that. To give a bigger scent signature, if you want to call it that. And that's how I caught the bull reds, too. And the ones that didn't have it on didn't get eaten, and the ones that had it on got eaten. So,
how about
pretty
that?
Cool. So,
how about that? That's cool. And by the way, those were some beautiful pictures yesterday of those bull reds.
Yep.
Yeah, that was fun. That little girl's a trooper. She lives up there in Broxton.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, that's Tree. That's the girl that caught him last year with me here. That's Billy's daughter, and she's a fire plug. It was fun. I tell you what did happen, though. I had a scary moment yesterday on the boat. Billy's girlfriend got a 7-0 kale hook in the forearm, and it was just one of those things where she brushed a rod that had one hooked on it
mm-hmm.
and, you know, through an eye. And when she did it, it hooked her, so the barb went all the way in, but it's still attached to the rod and underneath the eye. So it was a really strange deal, but, you know, it
push the eye down, grab the D-hookers, those stainless steel D-hookers, and pushed it down and popped it real quick. It came right out. She never even flinched. Those Georgia girls are tough, Kevin. I was like, wow. You know.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you should say that, because I know for me personally, I haven't put a hook in an eye rod.
Never.
Never. You know,
yeah.
Because that's inevitable. Somebody's going to walk by it. Just like even, you know, with my kingfish rigs, I take that treble hook and hook it behind the reel.
Behind the reel.
And then I'll take the other the nose hook, and I'll plug it into the foam.
Yep, I got a bunch of little holes all in my.
Yeah, foam. Yeah, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Yep. You know, I know that. You know, but yeah, that way, because just like everybody, you know, we got the rocket launcher behind us,
yep.
and with those rods sitting there, and people walk by them, whether they're fighting a fish or something like that. There's not a whole lot of room back there, and then so.
And but, I do yeah. before you even get on my boat, because all my reels are turned. Where the reels are facing the engine.
Exactly.
So the hooks are on the backside.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I'm going to get hooked.
Yes.
Which I don't care.
Yep. Yes.
And well, I mean, again, things like that, you know, happen really quick.
No, I get it.
No, I get what you're saying. And I don't hook them in the eyes either, because they'll damage your eyes.
Yeah, that's yeah.
That's the reason I don't do it.
Right.
Yeah. Not for safety reasons.
Yeah. Well,
go ahead.
A lot of the things, too, a quick tip for just everybody on – like, especially on spinning reels with tarpon hooks or whatever, I will take the leader, go around the handle of the reel, not on the guide, but on the wire of the guide, and put the hook where it's facing downwards.
Mm-hmm.
So it's inside the rod length. So there's no way
yeah.
you can even brush and do it and catch it.
I do the hook downwards. Yep.
Folks, just, I mean,
absolutely.
That
it
way.
It doesn't damage your rod guide either. So.
Nope. Nope, because I hate seeing people that hook like the jig head, like on the little catch that's on the bottom. You know, that's a great way to do it, but man, you're better off finding the side of the somewhere to bury that hook where
yeah, even it's even not sticking out. Chip on most rods, they have that little loop,
yeah,
you know, right, you know, yeah. right above the handle, yeah. and mm-hmm. you know to put your jig heads in or whatever. That's okay, but it's still not hidden. You know?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, there's a lot of different
ways.
Put it
right in the T handle.
I do the same thing. I stick it right on the handle.
Uh huh.
Yep.
And there's usually a little groove where the reel seats into the rod.
Yep.
You have enough right there that you can slide that bar
slide
up
in there. That way you don't have to worry
and
about nothing. It.
I could grab that. I could grab the whole daggum rod and never get.
Yeah, hooked. Exactly. Because just like you guys, when I get home and I grab all of my rods, you know, if it. And I don't ever want to try to be rude to people, but people are always trying to help, and I'm like, no, I got it.
Yep.
You know,
it's just like loading our boots.
I'll put everything away. It's cool. You know, thank you because as soon as you let one of them do it, they stick that jig head or that kingfish rig in the eye,
sure.
and you go to grab your rods and reels, and you I mean, that's how I've gotten hooked more than anything.
Uh-huh. It happened to me today. Same thing.
Exactly.
I mean, I didn't get hooked, but the customer put the hook yeah. up, put the reel, was helping me pack up to leave, and that's exactly how he hooked it, which is what 9 out of 10 people would do.
Sure, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Like I said, we all have our little systems of what we do, and I get it. You know, Chip, I'm sure same thing. You know, whenever we're putting baits out, hey Cap, you want me to put this short bait out? No.
Nope.
I know a guy tried to help me the other day, and I told him 3 times, there's a reason we keep the clickers on the reels.
Right.
Well, he found out real quick because it smoked his hand.
Oh, yeah.
And because he took the clicker off. And I told him, I said, Dale, I said, if you touch that clicker one more time, I said, don't touch my rods.
Right.
I said, there's a reason, because when we put them in free spool, there's enough pressure with the clicker on that will save that reel from one, either backlashing or two from, I mean, kind of like getting hurt.
Yeah. I chipped the on Tuesday. I had the putting the downrigger out, and literally I had my other two rods out. Literally I clipped it, and as soon as I just felt the bait get nervous, and I went, holy crap, and the kingfish just crushed it like right there. And I mean, if the clicker hadn't have been on first off, it would have been done.
Yep.
You know, I mean, but it that happened so fast. It was actually kind of funny. But
yeah, but more so offshore because we hand feed them out there. You know, once we get out to the local wrecks, you got to pay attention because I mean you get it ripped out of your hands all the time.
Yeah, absolutely, you do. Yep, you do.
Well, Scotty, there's a lot of big flounders showing up in Mayport right now. Ooh. They've been catching some really nice fish.
All right, where are we going?
Hopefully soon. Well, after the snapper,
I got the 27th open. That's my the only day I got open. You want to go?
27th. It's a Wednesday. Yeah, I'll look at that for sure.
Okay. Chip, just out of curiosity, you know, not specific. You've been fishing mostly the Valley, Beach Boulevard. I know, obviously, if you fished for Bull Ridge yesterday, that was in the St. John's River. But
yeah, I've been both places all week long. I mean, I'm bouncing around. I fished up north at the beginning of the week in Jacksonville, then went back yesterday, and then been fishing the Valley in between and south of the Valley.
So, what's the river temp, Chip?
Yeah.
What was the river temp today?
Honestly, I didn't even look at it today because I stuck my hand in it. It was like, wow, hot.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hot. That's what it was. How about, curious, Chip, how many people are inshore fishing this time of year? I mean, it's hot, you know,
You know, the only people I saw today at first was Larry Minyard, Charlie Parker, and a couple other guides, you know, guides from St. Augustine. And then I think I saw maybe two other boats that were, you know, civilians, if you want to call it that. I don't mean to say it like that, but just, you know. And that was it.
Captain James told me that. At the cleaning table yesterday, he said, well, where'd you fish? You know, when I was cleaning fish and stuff, I said, pretty much just stayed around the inland downtown. He said, dude, I saw two boats all day.
Yeah.
From Pine Island North.
Yeah.
And anyhow,
It's hot.
But I mean, it's hot, you know, and we've been leaving the dock at 6:15, and, you know, you're done by 10:15, you know, 10:30 at the latest.
I can't get my crew up there, really.
It's still acceptable, you know, it's comfortable still, you know. And the fishing, there's tons of ladyfish we've been catching. You know, I caught a lot of nice bluefish up in Jacksonville the other day.
Really?
I mean, big ones. Yeah, like 3 pounds.
I caught two at the jetties yesterday.
No,
I mean, like 3 pounds. Like, dude, the first, I was actually teaching them what I wanted them to do, and I flipped it up, and it went, doink, and I went, there he is, and I set the hook, and here he comes out of the water, and I'm telling you, he's 3 pounds all day long.
That's so weird.
I caught like 3 of them. I mean, good ones.
That is
and
so
jacks,
weird this time
you know,
of year.
Some of the jacks are getting bigger now, too, which are fun, too.
I forgot about them.
We had one screaming drag on us today that I thought was a bigger bull red the way he fought, and then he started doing circles, and I'm like, well, I think you just got the yellow devil there, you know, and he's like, what do you mean? And I was like, that's called a Duval Trevally, you know, and he finally figured it out when he saw it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, there's some full-grown ones on the beach, brother.
Caught one of them today.
Oh, yeah.
I caught one last week in the cast net, and it.
Yeah, I heard that one.
I've been sewing a sew net last night.
It ain't worth it.
Oh no!
Just turn it over.
I got yanked off a boat one time like that.
Oh.
On one of my better casts. So
we haven't told you that story yet. Yeah. There's video.
I got video.
He's got video. Yeah. We all tarpon fish one day. Me, him, Kevin, and Leon. We got way a lot of stories about that day. That was drone day.
It was a great day.
That was Chip's biggest mackerel he ever caught.
Yeah.
And we got a tarpon on at the same time.
Wow.
That wasn't my biggest mackerel, but that was a nice mackerel.
Well, I'm sorry. That was the one you've had. I mean, you have beach fish with it, you know.
Leon has never. I think Leon caught his first mackerel that day.
I don't think he's ever caught one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I used to fish the kingfish tournaments for years. So.
But I mean, like good ones, like 32, 35. I mean, really
yeah, it was
nice
a nice fish.
Fish. In September.
That's when the drone crashed. Yeah, my cast netting ability was very suspect that day. So it's got a lot better.
It looked like you this morning from going from a 10 to 8 to a 6. That was just him starting.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of pressure on them. You got, you know, 4 charter captains in the same boat. You know, and you're, you know, oh, I'll throw the net. You know what I mean?
You got that big old shoulders and you go walking up to the front deck and me and him, we're in my boat. Me and him look at each other and go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Knock yourself out, Chip. You know? And,
I'll throw it. Okay.
Yeah. I'll throw it. Well,
you remember the first time I went fishing with you? I went to throw the net and you said, yeah. I said,
oh, yeah.
I can throw the net.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
He took the net from me. Yeah.
And then the same day, Leon throws a $3,000 drone over the water.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That was not a good day. But it was a good day.
Catch it, Scotty. Catch it. Yeah, right. Yeah, hold on. Let me catch it.
I've got a big kingfish in my hand. Kevin's taking a picture. Scotty drives the boat. Who's going to catch it?
No. And not only that, but it's got props on it.
Yeah.
It's
like, got four propellers turning like crazy.
Yeah.
Well, what happened? We started all this
right,
fight.
We got to take a break.
We'll tell you.
Guys, have a great night.
Yeah, thanks,
later, Chip.
Chip. Great job on your week, buddy.
See you guys. Thank you.
Bye, buddy.
See ya. 641-1010, 641-1010. Give us a call right on the Moe South Coast Grill Fishing Forecast. Be right back.
This is the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, and I know we talked about this today. I think I could have made more money this week selling numbers.
I could have probably done it in bait. All those charter
captains.
Oh,
my gosh.
All the charter captains bitching all week long about I couldn't get bait. It was like, me and Kevin are down on a honey hole down there. And, oh, man, you throw three times and have like four or five dozen of the prettiest little silver mullet.
Hey, and by the way, Ricky, today, most of your bites on pogies or mullet?
Pogies.
Really?
Yeah.
Scott?
Mullet.
Every single bite I had was on a mullet. I didn't have a bite on a pogie.
Uh-uh. All my pogies get out there, and you drug them for 5 minutes, and they be on the side flopping. It's like, I got plenty of mullets. I'm not playing this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, the first bite that I had, first, like, 2 minutes lines in, was...
Yeah, we remember that one.
Was a mullet short, mullet long, and hit the pogie in the middle.
Okay.
Hmm.
Interesting. No, because that big one that I caught today, she couldn't resist.
She was gorgeous.
She couldn't resist that big old mullet, man. Yeah.
You throw a 12, 14-inch mullet on a prop wash with a couple extra hooks in there, let her swim. Uh-huh.
They just absolutely.
I had one fight.
They love those things on the beach, man.
Well, you guys made fun of me because we didn't need radios. But anyhow, the one hit the short, and I yelled. I said, look, and poof. And then.
Well, he can't reach the rod holder.
I gotta stand
anyway
on the side.
Yeah, so he has to stand up on the side to get to it, so unless he has a tall guy on the boat.
And then when it's rough, I gotta strap around me anyhow. And then two of them were fighting over another mullet that was in the prop wash, and I'm going, look, and one goes poof, goes this way, poof, comes back the other way. I went, damn, how did he miss that thing? How did both of them miss it?
But fishing around him makes a lull great.
Absolutely.
That was wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great day when you fish around me. Where you have fun. I mean, and I don't care.
There he is. There he is.
Look. Poof.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, two times last week. One day, once Monday and once Tuesday. All right, that was this week.
This week.
Yeah.
You'll get it. Charter captains, the day start running together.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah. They all bleed.
Uh-huh. He's on the radio giving somebody some information or something. Right. And it's like, oh, we got a bite.
Yeah. I was just like, really? That timing could be like that? But today that did happen to me.
Uh-huh.
Because we were talking after I'd caught that fish. And Scott had just gone by me. And he changed the bait out. So he chunked the old mullet out there.
Yep.
And whenever he went by me and chunked that mullet out, I'm like, look. And that fish skied and ate your old mullet. Mm-hmm. That's what he
was. What was so cool? Fourth quarter, I was getting ready to clear lines. I had one more to clear. And that one, and I got the last bite of the day was like fourth quarter with
that
10 seconds
shark
to go.
Yeah, that was
the lemon shark.
Yeah.
But anyhow, it was mackerel.
Yeah. Ricky, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, right. Ricky.
We're going to do this more. Absolutely.
It's fun.
Absolutely.
We have fun.
Yeah, folks, don't forget to join us from 7 to 10 on Saturday morning for the Nimnik Outdoor Show. We'll all be there. Loggeman, Captain Kirk. I'll be curious to see what he's caught this week because he's been way too quiet.
Way too quiet. I heard him and Captain Al Cumbie were talking a lot today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Al ended up going up there to
all
see
the way up
in
there. Huh. Mm-hmm. Cool stuff.
We'll have to find out.
Hey, also, folks, it is snapper season. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Be courteous. It's gonna be a zoo out there. Okay, I mean it's just you can't get around it.
Don't forget Captain's Choice Tackle for all your snapper grouper needs.
Good point. Got them at Strike Zone.
Strike Zone.
Palm Valley Outdoors.
Beamish Custom Tackle and Janung's.
Yep. Y'all have a great evening. See ya.
See ya.
See ya.